Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Remember playing Midwest on Friday nights all night long? Did you know you were writing history? The evolution of Midwest has received warm responses from Midwest players and black history enthusiasts across the USA. The evolution of Midwest is an authoritative book containing the most comprehensive information ever published on the subject. It's now available at RonaldLAllen.com. The book covers every aspect of the game, from its origin and growth period to its international expansion. Get your autographed copy at RonaldLAllen.com today. Sit down tonight with friends to a game of Midwest. Visit RonaldLAllen.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on real estate investment. Coming up on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., listen to Akeem Ugal with News 4, the passive real estate investor. Listen to CBBM Business Journal Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and listen to The Tough Questions noon with host Sonia Cassandra Perdue. Visit us at Chicago's, the Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. To be a sponsor, give us a call at 773-609-2226. To sponsor an upcoming episode, call us at 773-609-2226. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yeah. Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
From the Grammys, the NAACP Image Awards, the Oscars, and Fashion Week, Lady Ease is here to shape your curves and comfort. The My New Shapewear Collection is designed especially for women of color. Embrace your curves and look shapely and smooth in everything that you wear, from capris to work attire to that red carpet gown. Visit MyNews.com to choose your style and your color. You'll find My New Shapewear in Honolulu, Los Angeles, New York, and online at MyNews.com. Brown beauties, your best shape is yet to come at MyNews.com.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Hello, this is Diana Long. It's Wednesday, time for Art and Social Justice Issues. Today we're talking with Joyce Fernandez. Hey, Joyce, you there?
I'm here. Hi, Diana.
Hey, Joyce. Thanks for hanging in there. Appreciate it. So, Joyce, you're the Executive Director of Arca Treasures, and I wondered if we could start out by talking about your organization.
Yeah, Arca Treasures is a nonprofit that combines the arts and community development to make more livable neighborhoods across Chicago. And we've been around for 17 years doing that.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the projects that you've worked through?
Sure. What we do is partner artists, architects, and designers with community groups to create projects that are collaborative, where basically what we're doing is using the arts and design as a way to bring people together and create social connections. And so in the last few years, we've been doing a lot of projects with subsidized housing residents in different housing complexes in South Chicago, Bronzeville, Uptown, the Near West Side, Humboldt Park, all kinds of different neighborhoods. And we work with residents to plan, design, and then build projects like outdoor seating areas, community gardens, murals, other projects that, help to kind of make each place unique and speak toward the culture and ideas of the neighborhood itself.
How does your organization decide which projects to take on?
Good question. A lot of it is about resources. Because this is an art show, I'm sure you realize that their funding for the arts is pretty limited. And so what we've been able to do, especially with these housing projects, is partner with developers so that if a developer is, say, renovating a building for maybe homeless programs, something like that, then we can partner with them. And as part of the construction budget, they can add a component where instead of just paying architects and designers to come up with their own ideas, using some of those resources, partner with Architreasures and bring in the ideas of the residents and stakeholders who will be using the building down the road. I don't know if that makes sense. But
what's one of the favorite projects of yours that your organization has worked on?
We just did a project we did a project with Thresholds, which is the largest provider of services for people with mental illnesses in the state of Illinois. And they were opening up, renovating an old hotel called the Diplomat and, renovating that in order to provide housing for some of their clients, some of their members. And so we worked with an artist whose name is Matthew Hoffman and organized workshops with the Thresholds members where they kind of brainstormed about the idea of home and what home means to them. And they came up with their own images that symbolize that and created paintings and designs around that theme, which Matthew then combined to create a kind of a mural in the lobby of the building. So when you first walk in, you see this really beautiful piece with the word home superimposed across all of these images that were collected from residents of Thresholds programs. That's pretty cool.
They created the images?
Yes.
Or he did?
They created the... Well, that's the beauty of Architreasures. They created the images and came up with designs, and then in the workshop, they painted them on pieces of plywood and actually cut them out. And Matthew then transposed those images into pieces that were kind of put together like a quilt. So the workshop participants were able to take their pieces home with them, but their designs became part of this welcoming art piece for the newly renovated building that would, you know, soon be welcoming new residents. So it's kind of a bridge in a way.
Yeah, cool. So where do the projects come from? Organizations such as the building, such as Thresholds, do they approach you, or how do they get started?
Sometimes through those organizations, sometimes through architects who are working on the projects, in a broader way, will suggest that Architreasures is brought on to work on that. They tend to give the building projects a little more personality and specificity.
Have you done any projects in North Lawndale?
We have not done any projects in North Lawndale. I would love to do a project in North Lawndale, though.
Okay, well, we'll be calling you soon, okay? Calling you soon.
All right, that
sounds
good.
I wanted to ask you a question. How do you see your work at Architreasures as an activist practice? Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, I think I can. My background is that I was trained as an artist, as a painter, actually. And I, over the years, in order to make a living, took on some jobs that had more to do with arts administration. And so in the end, I spent the last 18 years doing this project with Architreasures as executive director. And the way that I look at it is as almost like perceiving my role as that of a curator, except instead of curating art objects, I'm curating processes that bring artists and communities together. And for me, I think that art and design really has a tremendous potential to be used as a tool for social engagement. And I think right now, especially in a city like Chicago, which is so, one of the most racially segregated cities in the country, as well as the fact that we're in a time where the income gap continues to widen, that any tools that we have that will bring people together and start to close those gaps and bridge those differences are really very critical, and we ought to be using them as much as possible. We're in a time where we need creative solutions for some really dismal problems. And entrenched problems that we don't seem to have answers for. So that's how I see it as an activist practice in a way.
I want you to hold that thought, because when we come back from commercial break, I would like for you to elaborate a little bit more on how your work at Architreasures does just that. Let's come back to that in just a minute. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on real estate investments. Coming up on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., listen to Akeem Ugal with news for the passive real estate investor. Listen to CBBN Business Journal Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and listen to The Tough Questions noon with host Sonia Cassandra Perdue. Visit us at Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. to be a sponsor, give us a call at 773-609-2226. To sponsor an upcoming episode, call us at 773-609-2226. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yep. Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All black, all news, all you.
They're talented and they're smart. That's why Totally Positive Productions provides a special place where our youth can grow into the best that they can be. Parents, are you looking for a safe place where your child can meet new friends and learn new skills after school? Visit www.totallypositiveproductions.com to find out about their after-school and weekend program. Follow Totally Positive on Facebook to stay up to date on free cultural enrichment, field trips, and talent shows. Volunteer, support, and donate at TotallyPositiveProductions.com. Let's not waste any more time. A child is waiting. Visit TotallyPositiveProductions.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Let me tell you about the Peace Parks of North London project. We are creating a peace park from a vacant lot, one part of the park at a time, one weekend at a time. We are volunteers wanting to make a difference. The park will be for the people of Chicago, especially the residents of North London. Would you like to help? If you would like to find out more about the Peace Parks of North London project, or would like to find out about volunteering for this project, please email contact@urbanartretreat.com, contact at urbanartretreat.com and indicate which Saturday at noon you can attend orientation to learn all about the project. You may call and leave a message at 773-542-9126 if you don't have access to the internet. Leave your name, phone number, and the day you wish to attend orientation. We are all volunteers working on this amazing project. We look forward to meeting you.
So we're back from commercial break now. We've been talking with Joyce Fernandez, the executive director of ArcaTreasures here in Chicago. And we were talking a bit about ArcaTreasures, the organization, and Joyce was telling us that she sees the work at ArcaTreasures as an activist practice, and I was asking her if she would go a little bit more into depth about that. What do you think, Joyce?
Well, I think that I think our work is activist, but I also think that historically artists have been involved in activist and political movements where the key is to create a disruption or an intervention or some kind of a way to make people stop and think. And that's really important work. But I think that Architreasures takes a little bit of a different approach in that we're not trying to break things apart or cause disruption, but rather to bring people together. And one of the ways that one of the new projects that we're launching this year at Germano Milgate Apartments in South Chicago is called the Front Porch Project. And it's really about looking at ways in that artists and creative professionals can work with community groups in order to create kind of change the culture of long-term poverty that exists in some of these very, very isolated communities. So it's a really exciting time for us, and we're really thinking about looking at the idea of the front porch as that kind of borderland space between the interior, private space of the family and the home and the exterior space, more public space of the community, and how to negotiate a way that people are more have more comfort moving between those two spaces and really creating kind of situations using creative thinking and the arts to make more positive impact in public spaces.
Yeah, and the private home versus the public space or the sidewalk or the street, the porch is kind of in between those two things.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I totally get what you're doing. I see your point. I know here in North Lawndale, we've been working on trying to reclaim vacant lots and transform them, not just into gardens where we sprinkle a few flowers and put some sawdust down, but actual parks, art parks, where we're looking to involve intergenerational groups of people, from elders deciding on, you know, which Black heroes get honored with a statue, and children who are painting portraits of African American heroes for the murals, and everybody in between who's doing the work of creating the parks that are meant to be partly peaceful spaces and partly honoring African American heroes. So they're going to be educational also. And as a way of raising consciousness and introducing additional concepts into the whole kit and caboodle. So I understand and appreciate the work you're doing through Architreasures. I know that it can be complicated and difficult, but very rewarding. And I think this front porch project sounds very interesting, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about it in the future. Well, Joyce, our time is up, but I've really enjoyed talking with you and hearing what you're up to. And I will be in touch, and maybe we can find a project here in North Lawndale. Who knows? Maybe our Peace Parks project will bring Architreasures to the neighborhood.
I think the Peace Parks are a terrific terrific opportunity, and what an exciting way to deal with the over 30,000 vacant lots that we have in the city of Chicago. Why not activate them with culture and positive activities? What a great idea.
Yeah, thank
Let's
you so
do
much.
That. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time today, and we'll be talking real soon, and I'm going to send you a little email out. Thank you, Joyce.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Diana. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. Bye for now. That was Joyce Fernandez, Executive Director of ArcaTreasures. I appreciate her time with us today. I wanted to, before closing out today, mention that we still have a few slots open here in our gallery at Urban Art Retreat for the upcoming art show, Women's Rights. We're looking for women who make art about women's rights, those that have been fought for in the past, those that we're fighting for now, whether here in the United States or in other countries around the globe. If you know a woman who's making art about women's rights, anything that comes into that category, please encourage her to get a hold of us at the following email address, contact@urbanartretreat.com. That's contact at urbanartretreat.com. The show is going to be up February 20 through March 26. We're also going to have a celebration during the show on International Women's Day, which is March 8. And we're planning a Women's Rights March in the month of March. So there's lots for people to get involved in. If anybody listening would be interested in volunteering with the art show, with the Women's Rights March, with the celebration for International Women's Day, or any of the activities associated with the Women's Rights art show, or attending and would like more information, please send an email to contact@urbanartretreat.com. We would love to hear from you. And if you'd like to attend the opening of the show, it's going to be at the Liz Long Gallery at Chicago Urban Art Retreat Center, 1957 South Spalding Avenue, corner of 21st. And the opening is February 20. And the opening itself is from 1 to 4 in the afternoon on February 20. That's a Saturday, so plenty of time to sleep in late and show up later. And we would love for you to come and see what art people are making and to have a little chat about women's rights. Very important topic today. A lot of rights are being eroded, and we need to address this issue. Men and women, and we'll talk with you when we see you at the art show. And another Wednesday has gone by, our little show here, and we'll see you next week on Wednesday at 3. Bye now.